The Property Pod. Welcome to The Property Pod with MoneyWeb. The property sector is an ever-changing sector. And in this podcast series, your host, Suren Naidu, chats to movers and shakers in the property industry.
Hello and welcome to the latest episode of The Property Pod, South Africa's premier property investor podcast. My name is Suren Naidu, and on this weekly podcast show, we gain insider insights from leading executives, analysts, developers, and entrepreneurs in South Africa's dynamic property sector. How has the listed property sector been doing? Interest rates are falling, albeit less or slower than expected. Office vacancies are also falling, and the sector seems to be in a better position than it was a few years ago, especially during COVID. We've got Keelan Ndlovu, a listed property independent analyst, on the show to share the latest insights on how the real estate investment trust sector has performed in the first half of 2025. We usually do quarterly reviews, and we've already in the halfway mark, or just past the halfway mark of 2025, which has been quite a tumultuous year globally. A very warm welcome to the Property Pod, Keelan.
Thank you, Suren. How are you?
I'm good. Good to have you back on the podcast.
Thank you.
We've seen volatility in the markets overall globally, but how has SA REITs and the broader listed property sector fared, Keelan? Where are things at the half-year mark? Where did they end off in terms of performance?
It's been a fairly good first half of the year with the sector delivering 6.1% total returns. That's the all property index off a high base of last year where it was achieved 29.8%. So year to date, third best performing asset class after equities with 16.7% returns, bonds 16.6, then property 6.1, and cash at 3.8%. So fairly decent.
Okay. Not bad, better than inflation, but obviously not as high as last year. But you did point out off a high base. Now, May is a big results month, not just for listed property, but other companies on the JSE. But for the listed property sector, you also had a few companies over May and June bringing out a couple of pre-closes in addition to results. What are some of the highlights from your perspective that you'd like to highlight from the different counters, perhaps sharing a little bit on the top performers?
Sure. So it's been quite interesting. What we've seen on average is that the earnings have improved as well as guidance. We've seen constant upgrades in terms of earnings and guidance. And some of the counters that reported, including Vugile as well, upping their outlook, looking at 8% growth. Attack affirming the 24 to 27% earnings growth outlook. Even GrowthPoint with their pre-close update, they also increased it as well from 1 to 3% to 2 to 3%. So on average, it's generally positive across the sector. Even Fairvest, 8 to 10% outlook, Resilient up their outlook as well. So it's been quite pleasing for the sector to see that gradual improvement.
So they are paying bigger dividends, or we can expect bigger dividends going forward.
Yes, so it's growth in earnings, but then what the payout ratio is basically the same at 80, 85%. The average number, you're looking at 86% average payout ratio for the sector.
From a month-to-month basis, the sector, I saw REIT analyst or report that came out, talked about June being a little bit down from a month-on-month perspective. But what's behind this? Is it profit-taking or uncertainty around the global economic outlook with Trump tariffs, and also this expected slower pace in rate cuts? There was a lot of expectation last year, I know, when the sector was one of the main sectors touting the positive impact of lower interest rates.
Sure. So I would say it's all of the above. And also, let's not forget that you saw a big rally from the sector from the beginning of April after Trump paused tariff increases for 90 days. And that rally just continued all the way to basically the end of June. So a little bit of profit taking, then your geopolitical tensions, Israel-Iran war, and then uncertainty around the tariffs running up to the 9th of July deadline. We've had the announcement yesterday. So many things going on. And then June as well, just basically off a high base of April and May, with the all property index delivering minus 2% negative total returns.
Talking about the US President Donald Trump's announcement of a 30% import tariff on South African goods, that doesn't affect the listed property sector directly, but the broader economy, possibly. Interestingly enough, the JSE is trading at a new high in the same week that the announcement takes place. But South Africa is not the only one that's affected by the tariffs. Similar double-digit tariffs are on several other countries around the world. I know it's quite a broad question, but what impact is this likely to have, if any, on the listed property sector?
So there will be some impact, but it's difficult to measure. If you look at the impact, affects probably mostly mining-related companies, as well as motor vehicles or production or sales and agriculture. So some tenants, maybe with exposure to those markets, could be affected, but it's difficult to come up with the numbers who is exposed. So it's a bigger economic impact as opposed to the listed property sector directly. And also we know that there can be more changes as well. We've seen Donald Trump make changes to those numbers. So it's more of a wait and see. So the market is probably not reacting to that because things can change again.
Now, turning, we'll get to interest rates in a sec, but crystal ball gazing on the performance of SA REITs, I suppose equities and the broader market, is not going to be easy considering the uncertainty in the markets. But what are your expectations for the listed property sector from a full year 2025 perspective, considering how the sector's performed in the first half of 2025?
So you're probably looking at income returns somewhere between 8 to 9%. That's income. And total returns, I believe, probably 10 to 12% achievable, which is basically your earnings growth plus income, assuming a stable environment and not much volatility and not factoring in further interest rate cuts. So 10 to 12% sounds achievable.
You said that was achievable without any further interest rate cuts, but we probably might get one despite all the certainty. What impact does interest rate cuts have on REITs? The reason I ask this is not in terms of what we're seeing globally, but in the context of Saab looking at lower inflation target in South Africa, which could mean lower interest rates in the medium term. As I mentioned, you know, this discussion is happening in a time where you have extreme or relatively low inflation, so they're looking to take advantage of that at the moment. Do you have a view on this? How significant is it? Because it could have a positive effect on the broader SA economy.
Sure, that would be positive for the sector as well. If you look at, on average for the sector, 20% of the debt is floating, so that will benefit from further rate cuts. And also given that we've seen the negative impact of the higher interest rates, taking time to filter through into the earnings, and now it's a new beginning for the sector. With more rate cuts, becomes more positive for the earnings as well as earnings outlook. So we'll be watching out for that.
So can I cut you off guard here? With interest rates, you say that you don't expect another one this year. If it does, then you expect better performance of the sector?
Yes, definitely.
Turning the conversation to another side, we've had a few capital raises so far this year. What are your thoughts on this? Also, perhaps you may want to comment on those companies that have raised capital, such as Hyprop and I believe Fairvest as well.
Now, we've seen probably pickup or continuation from last year. Last year was quite a good year with the sector raising about 13 billion rand in terms of new equity. And this year, the number is about 3 billion rand. The big players in that space would have been Hyprop with 808 million. Followed by Spear, 749 million. And also Lighthouse as well, raised 400 million, which was oversubscribed. And then Fairvest as well. So the pace, not the same as last year, but there's still some equity being raised. So the momentum's still there. And what you're going to see as well is more like your scrip dividends and dividend reinvestment plans. Lighthouse done that, as well as Fortress, and then Cirrus as well, looking at that, as well as Castleview.
Before you go, any other trends and highlights you'd like to focus on for the sector, be it, you know, performances from the different subsectors of the market? I did mention that offices are doing a little bit better, but retail seems to continue to do very well.
Yes, so retail continues to do well from a trading perspective. as well as demand from the retailers. Look at the numbers from most of the retailers, be it ShopRite, Checkers, you've got Pep as well. They're all looking to open more stores, Dis-Chem, Clicks as well. So it bodes well for the sector on average. The demand is there from the retailers. Industrial sector continues to do well. It's been a perennial outperformer. And offices, as we mentioned, saw the report from SAPOA last week. Vacancies have come down to 13.3% in the second quarter compared to 13.6%, having peaked at 18% during the COVID times. So office market stabilizing. And not only that as well, we're seeing some of the assets being sold by the listed sector to private players for office to residential conversion, mostly in Johannesburg. We're seeing that trend continue to pick up. So it helps to reduce the office vacancies as well.
Keelan, we will have to leave it there. I appreciate your time on the podcast. That was Keelan Ndlovu, a listed property sector analyst that joined us on the Property Pod.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to the MoneyWeb Property Pod with Suren Naidu. To listen to more episodes, go to moneyweb.co.za or the MoneyWeb app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates. Follow Suren on Twitter at Suren Naidu for more of his property industry content and other business stories.